the Sea of Sargasso I wandered one night. The moon, it was shining quite clear. For no reason at all, I heard someone call for Abdul Bulbul Amir. Now Abdul Bulbul I knew to be dead. The story had spread near and far. How'd he lost his life while plunging his knife into Ivan Skavinsky's scabbard? As I pondered, the moonbeams descended quite low, casting shadows so ghostly, and then I discovered that I was standing close by the tombs of these two famous men. Then in the tomb shadow there rose from the grave the form of a Russian hussar. And my skin nearly peeled as he stood there revealed it was Ivan Skavinsky's scabbard. Was he who was calling? I hardly dared breathe, my heart most stopped beating from fear. When out of the grave, in need of a shave, rose Abdul Bulbul Amir. Would speak with me, Ivan, quoth Abdul quite low. I would, replied Ivan quite clear. That quarrel we had, it was all to the bad, friend Abdul Bulbul Amir. I've lain here for ages with that on my mind, and that's why I called you tonight. Well, I'm in the same state, quoth Abdul the Great, was foolish we two to fight. Old friend, thou art blameless, cried Ivan in haste, the fault lie in mine hands alone. But Abdul said, nay, it was never that way, the fault was no one's but mine own. Well, dost think I'm a coward? Said Ivan Skavar. Step forth and I'll slice off thine ear. Oh, son of a cat, you'll never do that, quoth Abdul Bulbul Amir. Then once more they battled and fought as before, and multitudes came from afar and lauded with cheers these bold buccaneers, this Turk and this Russian hussar. The ghost of the Tsar on a fiery black steed came rushing to witness the fray. While the Sultan sat there in his royal gold chair, 'twas just like a scene from a play. 'Twas just at that moment each sword found its mark, and I heard a blood-curdling scream. Then came the surprise, for I opened my eyes and found it was only a dream.